The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
In our fast-paced lives, it's all about multitasking, instant information, and immediate gratification, leaving us with few idle moments. So what does that mean for your well-being and connection to your spirit? Welcome to Intuitively Speaking with Shauna Gullbrand. Intuitively Speaking is your place to get reacquainted with your purpose, your truth, and your authentic self. It's a place of learning, healing, and personal growth. It all starts when you connect with you. Now, here is your guide, Shauna Gullbrand.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Intuitively Speaking. I am your host, life coach Shauna Gullbrand, and I welcome you and I thank you for being here and sharing this space with me. Wherever you are in the world, whatever you're doing, whatever time of the day or the night it is, my wish is that you are enjoying your present moment because now is all we ever have. So, it is Monday. We are back. Last week, I had the pleasure of being in Phoenix, Arizona and being live in the studios. That was a lot of fun. Now, I'm back here in New England and it's Monday. It's the start of the work week for a lot of you listeners out there. I hope that you all had a beautiful weekend. I know I did. The weather up here was absolutely gorgeous. We had temperatures into the 80s both Saturday and Sunday. So I came back from this warm weather in Phoenix and I get this nice burst of summer up here in New England. So today we are going to be talking about that aha moment. And before I go any further, I want to let you all know the listener line, which is 866-472-5795. That's 866-472-5795. And I'm sorry, I forgot my top three things of the day. I like to do that before I jump into the show. So my top three things of today have been, one, the warm weather. When I woke up this morning, it was so nice and balmy, and I just took it all in because I know that we are going to be covered with snow within a couple of months. So that was number one. Number two for me, for my top three things of the day, are the changing colors here in New England. The oranges, the reds, the yellows, the vibrant, beautiful colors that the trees are changing. It's just stunning. It's breathtaking. I really prefer spring and the bloom of everything turning green, but there is something to be said about autumn and the beauty that we encounter. I have four top three things. My third top three thing was my intro music. I picked out that music, and when the show started, I found myself chair dancing, and I thought, you know, I really love this music, and I picked it out because it reminds me of an island beat. I love island music. I love steel drums, and so all of a sudden, I found myself dancing to it, and I'm like, wow, this is a great thing that happened to me today. I need to mention that. And my last thing is Monday Night Football. Patriots are playing tonight. It hasn't happened yet, but it's a perfect night to sit in and watch some Patriots football, and I hope they win. Okay, so today I have a wonderful, wonderful guest with me. Her name is Andrea Gomez, and we are going to be talking about that aha moment. That moment, you know, that sudden revelation that surprises us with insight. And sometimes it can happen in its instant, and sometimes it can take a little bit, but you know it's happening. And in retrospect, you look back and say, wow, that was certainly an aha moment. So before I introduce Andrea to the show, I would like to share with all of you one of my aha moments. I've had several, but one that really, really stands out as the biggest. It started back at the end of 2009. And I had found myself addicted to the internet and to relationships with people online, and it got really ugly. I lost track of my priorities in life, and I put way too much value and worth into the time that I was spending online and to these people who I wanted them to like me. So what I did was I compromised who I was in the hopes of these people liking me and accepting me and wanting to hear more of what I said. I spent a lot of time on political message boards back then. So things got pretty ugly, and I knew that I couldn't go on the way I was going on. And things just started to crumble, and I said, okay, something's going to happen. And I was standing in my manager's office one afternoon, and she had this book on her desk. And I said, hey, you know, what's this book all about? And she told me a little bit about it. Someone had told her about it and handed it to her so she could check it out. And everything just clicked. Like, I picked it up and I started looking through it. And I was like, this is touching something in me. Well, I ended up stopping at Barnes & Noble on the way home from work that day. And I bought that book, and I have since read it 3 times. It has become sort of a Bible for me. And I still work with what I learned from that book today and going into the future. So when I talk about my aha moment, I look back, I knew something had to change. And it was from that moment on, I started down my spiritual path, my path of self-empowerment, my path of self-love, and more importantly, my path of self-respect, because I had none. So what happened was, I started believing again in the divine. I mean, I always did. I always believed in a God, but I don't believe in that God I grew up supposedly believing in. You know, the guy with the white hair and, you know, the beard and the long white robe. Everything kind of opened for me, and I found myself being more open-minded towards everything spiritual. And I know, looking back in retrospect, that that book was placed there for a reason. Because I needed help at that time. I don't know if it was my angels or my guides or any spirit. I know it was a spiritual helper. I know it was. But that book was put there for a reason. And it was that moment. It was like, okay, this is all making sense. And I know that all of that painful experience that I went through, that self-created hell, had to happen for me to be able to be where I am today. If it wasn't for any of that, if it wasn't for that book being there that started me off on this journey, I would not be sitting here hosting my own weekly radio show. So to me, that was my aha moment, but it took a while to sink in, but it still happened. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And my guest, Andrea Gomez, I met her last October in New York City. My husband and I went for a 2-day conference. I had never been to New York before, and she was sitting next to me at the conference, or I chose to sit next to her. I believe everything happens for a reason, and there was a reason why Andrea and I were sitting next to each other. So, you know, halfway through the day, we got to talking, and we made plans to meet up the next day. We sat next to each other the next day, all through the second day of the conference. We had a lovely lunch together. I learned so much about her. And ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you that Andrea is a ray of sunshine. When you are in her presence, it is very clear that she allows her inner light to radiate out in all directions. I felt joy with her, comfort with her, and she's just a wonderful, wonderful person. On top of all that, excuse me, Andrea is a spiritual mentor, a speaker, and a writer. She has been working with people for several years by guiding and teaching them how to get in touch with their own inner guidance, to get in touch with their angels so that they can access their true power, heal their emotions, and create a life that they love. She is highly intuitive, and she is also an angel therapy practitioner. She was certified by Doreen Virtue, who she actually met at the conference. That was pretty cool. She loves working one-on-one with people that are willing to live their lives in a better way, or how I like to say it, always being a better version of themselves and creating that life that they love. She offers personalized readings, and she will give sharp, clear, and loving guidance in every situation. And for those listeners out there, she will be doing readings today. So if you want to call in and get a reading from Andrea, please pick up the phone. So on top of all that, she writes a blog, she writes a newsletter. I subscribe to them. I highly recommend it. I love reading what she writes, and I am so honored to have her here as a guest with me today. So she's probably sitting there saying, "Will you stop talking?" So without further ado, let me introduce my guest, Andrea Gomez. Andrea, thank you so much for being here and welcome to the show.
Hello, Shauna. Thank you very much. And hello to everyone listening to us right now. I'm so happy to be here with you and have the chance to share this time.
This is wonderful. Well, I am thrilled to have you here. So why don't you talk a little bit about that aha moment. What was your biggest aha moment?
Oh, this is a tough question. And I think since I suggested this topic for today, I've been thinking about my aha moments. And I think I've had many, but let's say that my first aha moment was back in 2008. I had just broken up with my boyfriend at the time. And I was just like heartbreak. Absolutely, all over. It was insane. And I was really feeling bad and I didn't find anything that made me feel better again. And a friend of mine suggested that she had something that I should try. And I went to her house and she had an oracle card deck. And I had never seen oracle card decks or angels or spirit guides. I had just like my religious or spiritual education was very basic, let's say. Mm-hmm. And she said, just shuffle the cards, think about the question or the situation you're going through, and then just pull one card. And I did that exactly. And I pulled the card, and it was so to the point what I needed at that moment right. that I said, all right, this got something big for me. Yep. Then I put it back again, and she said, okay, just reshuffle them, and you can ask the same question or another thing, and then pull out another card. And I did the same, and the same card came out again. So that was like mind-blowing. Like I couldn't breathe, do anything. I just felt like a huge, huge sense of peace, finally, after like 3 weeks of crying and being all over with my emotions.
Right.
So at that point, I realized that there had something that I should check on and that's how basically I discovered how I was awakened to my spiritual path. And that's been one of my biggest aha moments. But of course, you keep on having aha moments in your daily life.
Absolutely.
And as you evolve.
Right. Absolutely. As soon as you realize them, you realize that you're having more of them. And it's an ongoing process. And I love it. And I love the word awakening. There's the aha moment, but I love using that word awakening, and that's what happened to me. I awoken absolutely. To my truth, and that's what happened to you. You awoken to your truth and set you on this path.
Yes, definitely.
So I'm curious, when you think back to that painful situation, what sort of feelings and emotions do you have or thoughts do you have about it now?
Wow. Yeah, like and now I look back to it and I say, I had to go through it.
Do you find that you have a sense of gratitude towards it?
Yes, absolutely. Like even to that ex-boyfriend who I broke up afterwards, like I really have that deep sense of gratefulness for him and right. for the situation, for myself as well. I learned a lot through that process. And like, as you said before, like then going through those moments where you feel so sad and angry and frustrated or disappointed, however you're feeling, when you go through those moments and then you can join the dots backwards and see like, oh, this is what's taking me to this stage now.
Right.
It's a huge sense of relief. So I bet like if anyone is going through a hard moment now, just take a deep breath and know that things are going to make sense in the future.
They absolutely will. Right.
Take guided action now that you can feel comfortable by doing today, but don't worry too much about how things are going to unfold, because things are going to unfold as you look backward, but not as looking forward.
And I believe that things unfold exactly the way they're supposed to. Even the painful situations, they're supposed to happen. Yes. And in retrospect, it's a lot easier to see that. But when it's happening and you just, like, I just remember seeing darkness. I mean, I was surrounded by love and light, but all I saw was darkness brought on by myself. Yes. You know, when it comes to, I don't know how you feel about blame, but I, at the beginning, blamed other people. And I don't know if you blamed your boyfriend as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I blamed everyone, basically.
Right.
Just because I wasn't able to feel better. So I had to find a way that will make me feel better, quotation marks. But then you realize that when you put your power outside and when you blame other people, you are just giving out all the power that you need to come back to you.
Right. So exactly.
Definitely blame has a big part of the game. But once you realize that blaming others is not helping you in real truth, then you will just like, ah, that's also an aha moment.
Yeah. Well, the aha moment is taking responsibility, realizing that you need to take responsibility for your own thoughts, words, and actions, and that we create the experiences that we have.
Yes, absolutely.
And taking that responsibility is taking your power back. It's very easy to blame other people for what's going on in your life. But so that's pretty cool. I mean, finding that suddenly finding that clarity and that illumination about our lives is, it's just a wonderful feeling.
Yes, and it's great.
And later on in the show, I did a little research online today, and I found some ways to be more open to those aha moments. And I'm hoping that you can share a little bit with us about that, because I'm sure you have some great advice to give on that. So we're going to be going to a break in a minute. So I don't want to like ask you a really big question, because then I'm going to have to cut you off.
Perfect.
But what else can you say right now about that aha moment and that connection to spirit and higher self when we have about a minute left? Anything that you can add right now?
I would say, like, for people right now feeling, as I said, frustrated, stressed, don't know where to go, I needed some action. Just breathe in and ask for help to whomever you think you need to ask help. If it's God, if it's the universe, if it's your angels, your spirit guides, your ascended masters, whomever you believe in, just ask for help. And then just be willing to open your heart, your mind, your eyes to that help. And it will come in miraculous ways, in ways that you won't expect. And just follow through, and you will feel that power of love coming through your life and helping you in the situation and pulling you from the darkness and open your eyes to a more loving and peaceful life.
Very well said. Okay, we're going to be going to break in a minute. Andrea, can you share with the listeners how they can get in touch with you?
Yes, you can get in touch with me through my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ Andrea Gomez ME, as much as my website, AndreaGomez.me, and you can find me in all social media, basically, like that, Twitter, Instagram, and I would love to connect with you and share with you. I have, if you go to my website now, you can find a link where you can get your reading, and I will be more than happy, like, if you can't connect with the show today, be more than welcome to leave your email and name, and I will get your reading done.
Yes, she does great readings, and we're going to talk about that as well. Great. Okay, so we're going to be going to break. If you want to send in a comment or a question, you can go to my host page on Voice America, and you can find me on Facebook as well. It's facebook.com/ Shauna Gulbrand CPC. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Are you interested in moving past blocks that have kept you stuck for far too long? Are you interested in becoming the best version of yourself as you discover your purpose and passion? Shauna Gulbrand is a certified life coach and motivational speaker. She's also the creator of A New Ladies Night, a workshop program designed exclusively for women to discuss topics that affect our everyday lives. Shauna's services include life and spiritual coaching for individuals or groups looking to get reconnected to who they truly are as they continue to walk down a path of spiritual enlightenment and soul evolution. She also offers motivational speaking engagements for your company, group, or cause. You can contact Shauna by calling 603-233-5268 or visit her website at shaunagulbrand.com. Again, call Shauna at 603-233-5268 or visit shaunagulbrand.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Intuitively Speaking with Shauna Gulbrand. To reach our show today, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send us an email to sgulbrand@hotmail.com. Now, back to Intuitively Speaking.
Hello, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us again. I just love hearing those intros and hearing my son Tyler's voice. It just makes my heart all warm that he did that for me. So I have been talking with my guest, Andrea Gomez. Andrea, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
So before we went to break, you were talking to the listeners about when you're in that dark place and you need help to put it out there. So just put it out there to the universe and whomever you believe in or whatever you believe in. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to just add a little bit to that because I've done that when I was going through whatever it was I was going through. I knew I believed in something, but I wasn't quite sure what it was yet. And I thought to myself, okay, well, everything I'm doing now isn't working. So what could I possibly lose from starting to pray, starting to put it out there to God in angels, which I hadn't, like, I've always believed in angels, but I hadn't fully embraced that belief. So when you put it out there, let it go and don't try to think of how the answers are going to come back to you. You can't put a prayer out there to the universe or to God or to your angels or to your guides and tell them exactly how you want that answer or question answered. You have to just be open to it. Like Andrea said, keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, because Spirit is sending us messages all the time. And it's just being open and aware of that and knowing that once you put that offer that help, you know, I need help, help me, and then receive it. Open yourself up to receive it, just like Andrea said. So I just wanted to put that in there as well. Okay, so let's talk about angels for a moment, Andrea.
Perfect.
Who are the angels?
Okay, so the angels are... The word angel means messenger of God. So what basically angels are, energy, loving energy from our Creator that are making a bridge between us and God ultimately, or love or source energy, however you want to call it.
Right.
So the primary purpose of our angels is to basically reach us out when we are in those dark places. So sometimes we're so frustrated and sad and whatever you like negative emotion you're experiencing, you can't feel like the light vibration of God. You can't feel love. You can't feel joy. You can't feel gratitude. Whatever you identify with God, it's difficult for us to connect with those emotions. So what angels do is they are there to help us connect with that, like a bridge between us and that vibration we want to experience or that feeling we want to experience. Those are the angels.
So how do you know, Andrea, you yourself, how do you know when you've connected with your angels?
first is a light sense of peace. Like sometimes I'm so stressed or so, any emotion that's going on. And I ask for help, and I sometimes immediately, sometimes it takes, I don't know, sometimes it takes a little while because I'm so resistant to my own connection.
Right.
That I ask for help, and sometimes it's immediate, like, okay, so do this or go to this. It happened to me like a few weeks ago that I was having a little bit of a hard time. And I said, okay, angels, I need you to tell me what to do. Like, this is not funny. I want to feel better. Tell me. And it was so clear that I had, like, in my mind, like, my yoga schedule, like, just a flash vision of it. And it was like, go to yoga class. And I said, all right, fine. I'm feeling lazy today, but I'll get my sweatpants and I'll go to yoga. Mm-hmm. And I got there, and the class was so nice. It was such a different class. I had never been with that teacher before. And she focused the whole class upon gratitude to our body. And it was so nice. It was just the exact message that I needed that time. So that's how you connect with your angels. Like, you ask for help. That's a basic number one tip. If you want to connect with your angels, God, the universe, whomever, you need to ask for help, because they are, let's say, we in the universe were ruled by the law of free will. So they won't interfere in your experience unless you ask for help.
Right. Right. It's interesting. When I think of angels, I grew up in the Catholic Church. There are angels all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I've always believed in angels. But like I said earlier, I never really embraced it. Yeah. And a friend of mine had a session with an angel reader up here in Massachusetts on the North Shore. And everything she told me, I was like, wow, this is so, what's her number? I need to make an appointment with her. I want a reading. I've always been drawn to all of that stuff anyway. So my husband and I went, we had readings with her, and it was just amazing. And she connects with your angels. And it was from that moment on that I fully embraced the belief in my angels. And I know after having a reading with a psychic medium who's going to be on my show next week, that my grandmother, my father's mother, Nana Stone, is one of my guardian angels. And it's so comforting to know that they are with me. And I know that you can agree with that, that they're with me all the time. And you said, you brought up a good point about how your resistance was blocking the answers. And we do get in our own way sometimes. And that's like I was mentioning earlier about, you know, put it out there, but don't expect the answer in a certain way, and don't expect it in an hour from now. And you have to be open to receiving it when it's the best time for you to receive the message.
Definitely. And that, of course, can cause, like, if you are in a really hard emotional place at the moment, and then you ask for help, and then you expect the help to come like in 5 minutes or immediate, or you hear on videos and other teachers that say that you will receive the guidance straight away. And then you start feeling frustrated if you don't receive it right away.
Right.
I think that was one of my earliest aha moments. It literally took me almost a year to notice what was going on. And I wrote about that in my blog. So if you want to go there, it's quite, I put my heart out basically. And, talked about it. But definitely once it hit me, I was like, okay, this is why I needed it. It needed to go through all this time of resisting myself of the answer to that question to be able to, okay, finally I know what it is and take a guided action about it.
Right. Absolutely. I can share with you that when the whole radio show was presented to me, you know, I went back and forth about what I was going to do. Was I going to move forward with this? Was I going to step out of my comfort zone? Was I absolutely crazy to do this? And I have spirit animal oracle cards. Yes. And I was sitting there and I was shuffling them and I was thinking about the radio show, and I pulled one card and I pulled the Raven. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, this is a really cool card. And I said, okay, I put it up there. I said, all right, listen, if this radio show is something that I'm supposed to be doing, show me a Raven. Now, meanwhile, I was watching episode after episode after episode of Game of Thrones, and there's a raven in every show. So yes. I did add in, but it can't be Game of Thrones because I see a raven in every show. So I did throw that out there. So I forgot about that. And it was a few days later, I was driving home from work, and this is a true full story, people. I was driving home from work, and I decided I didn't want to listen to any music. I didn't want to listen to any talk radio. I just needed to sit with my thoughts for a while. So I was driving up the highway, and I started thinking about the radio show again. And I was like, okay, what am I going to do about this? I mean, I was pulling tarot cards. Everything was positive for me. But I said, what am I supposed to do with this? And something made me look to the right, and there was an 18-wheeler truck. And the mud flaps, there were three mud flaps in the back of his truck. And it said Ravens, Ravens, Ravens across every single mud flap. And I just sat there and I looked up to the sky and I said, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am moving forward with the radio show.
Yes.
And it was just, it was exactly, it was just such a clear message from spirit. I don't know if it was my angels and my guys. I don't know. I know they were all here. But it was clear, once I let go and I got out of my own way, that message came through to me.
Beautiful.
And it was just, it was an amazing moment.
Yes, those are the aha moments.
Love it. I just love it. So how can, well, okay, we did talk about, yeah. So how can folks connect with their angels? You mentioned intention. Can you speak a little bit more about that?
About intention, you said?
Yes, about contacting your angels and using intention.
So the first thing is asking, and then as in any other conversation you have with anyone, basically, you need to allow some space for you to listen. So that's a really important thing. Sometimes you people are taught just to ask, and of course you need to ask. But in the other side, you also have to listen. So how do you listen? You can either do what you were doing, just driving, like no sound, try to block your distractions. Of course, we are so connected now, like internet and phones and everything right. is buzzing all the time.
Yep.
So just allow yourself some minutes, it can be 10 minutes a day, where you just stop and disconnect from everything and just breathe. You don't have to do anything else. You already set your intention. You can repeat it if you want before you set those 10 minutes out. And then just, you can engage like a full meditation practice if you feel like it. If you just feel like staying there and breathing, that's also meditation for people that are just beginners and that get a little bit dizzy with a word. Go to your yoga class. Try to be as focused as you can in one thing and just allow the answer to come. And that's the best thing that you can do to connect with your angel spirit, inner guide, however you want to call it.
That's beautiful.
So ask and listen then. And when you listen, as you just said, sometimes the answer might be like, what? Am I really going to do that? Or are you for real? I've had those moments where I ask myself and I look up the sky and I said, are you for real? And yes, they are always for real. If they are saying, go outside and have a walk, it means you have to go outside and have a walk. Maybe you would just encounter someone or you see something or you just feel that inner peace feeling. And that is what you need. That's the guidance. So three simple tips: ask, listen, and take guided action.
That's beautiful. Do you have a meditative practice?
Yes, I do. And I also say that it's not the most easy thing to do in today's world. I try to mentor people. I try to express myself and shine my light. And of course, I have those weeks where I don't know, it goes a week by and then I say, I haven't meditated like properly.
Right.
And then I just, instead of going hard, being hard at myself, I just take my time out and get my favorite blanket and my favorite pillow and I meditate for a while. So if you engage in a meditation practice, it can be 10 minutes a day. It can be 20 minutes a day. If you can meditate for an hour, that's beautiful. Just stay committed as much as you can. And when you stop, don't be hard on yourself. And then just go gently back. That's the best advice I can give people about their meditation practice.
you just said something very powerful that I need to repeat. Be kind and gentle to yourself.
Yes, definitely.
So when we were speaking earlier about those times that you're in, or the listeners may be in chaos, maybe in a very challenging and difficult and dark time of their life, no matter what, always be kind and gentle to yourself.
Yes.
And know that you will get through the storm and you will come out on the other end and you will see sunshine again. So I wanted
Definitely.
To add that in. What would you say to someone who wants to take up a meditation practice, but can't seem to quiet their monkey mind?
Okay. First things first, don't try to quiet your mind.
Amen.
Yes. Sometimes we try so hard to quiet our mind because that's the image we have about meditation. Someone sitting on lotus pose with their fingers up and just chanting om and with their mind absolutely blank. And that's an absolute myth, I must say. Like, it's so, so hard to keep your mind absolutely blank. So my first tip is put your phone away, block the distractions from outside, and just breathe. Breathe into your belly and stay connected to that breath. If your mind goes away somewhere else, bring yourself back to that
and
breath.
And be kind and gentle with yourself that
and
your mind went away.
It went away. Okay, it's all right. We will come back and come back and breathe. Even like if you are a super expert meditator, it's going to happen. Sometimes you're going to have challenging days where it's going to be difficult to connect. But then the more gentle you are to yourself, and then you allow yourself to have a little bit more than 10 minutes or maybe reassume your meditation practice after that day, let's say in the afternoon or at night, it's going to be worth it. And you're going to feel so much connection from your meditation practice that it's going to be worth it.
Right. Beautiful. So there was something you said, and I totally lost my whole track of thought because I was looking at some of my notes here. One thing that I did want to say that I knew at the time, and you might have felt the same way, that you were drawn to discover what's out there without knowing if you even had the courage to face it. And I know back when I was starting my awakening, I was scared to death, like, because I didn't know who I was going to be, what I was going to look like.
Yes.
But I knew I was drawn to discover what was out there.
Definitely. And that's going to keep on happening to us because we're keep expanding. So
exactly.
We're not going to reach like a finish line. Every time we think we reach the finish line, it's going to move a little bit further. And each time it moves a little bit further, we're going to encounter some discomfort and some challenging emotions. But each time we will have more tools and more things that we can put into practice.
And that's just during this lifetime.
Yes.
Not even talking about all the other lifetimes that we have been here learning and learning and learning. But that was very well said. I said this earlier in the show and I'll say it again. I'm always looking to be a better version of myself today than I was yesterday. Not in competition with other people. And I know that this path that I am on, this self-empowerment, self-respect, self-love, it's a lifetime process.
Definitely.
And I'm committed, as well as you. I know you are too.
Yes.
Okay, so we are about to go to break again. If you would like to write into the show, you can get through to us through my host page on Voice America. We are both on Facebook right now, if you would like to stop by there. I can be reached at my website, shaunagulbrand.com, and I already told you I'm on Facebook. Andrea, can you share with the folks how they can reach you again?
Yes, my website, andreagomez.me, my Facebook page, facebook.com/andreagomezme as well.
Excellent. Okay, well, we will be back in just a moment. I hope you stay tuned.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Are you interested in moving past blocks that have kept you stuck for far too long? Are you interested in becoming the best version of yourself as you discover your purpose and passion? Shauna Gulbrand is a certified life coach and motivational speaker. She's also the creator of A New Ladies' Night, a workshop program designed exclusively for women to discuss topics that affect our everyday lives. Shauna's services include life and spiritual coaching for individuals or groups looking to get reconnected to who they truly are as they continue to walk down a path of spiritual enlightenment and soul evolution. She also offers motivational speaking engagements for your company, group, or cause. You can contact Shauna by calling 603-233-5268 or visit her website at shaunagulbrand.com. Again, call Shauna at 603-233-5268 or visit shaunagulbrand.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Intuitively Speaking with Shauna Gulbrand. To reach our show today, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send us an email to sgulbrand@hotmail.com. Now, back to Intuitively Speaking.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. I have been talking with my friend, Andrea Gomez, who is also an angel therapy practitioner. Andrea, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure to have you here with me today.
Yes, it's been great conversation about the aha moments and some light and love.
So I spoke earlier about how I went online today and I found some ways that one can be open to those aha moments, that you can receive them better. So I was just going to run through the list. I'm sure that you could add something to these, as you know, you've already touched on some of them. But one of them is to get rid of any thoughts that are limiting you. And that means to turn those negative thoughts into positive affirmations. Do you use affirmations, Andrea?
Yes, I do. Usually I use affirmations when I find the root of the negative emotion I'm feeling.
Right.
This means sometimes we're just sad or frustrated, but what is causing that? So we got to go a little bit deeper on that. So the affirmations can be really powerful and really project us into a better emotional state.
Very well said. Take care of yourself. Diet, exercise, meditation. Take care of your body, mind, and spirit.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely number one, I would say. Because through taking care of yourself, you can take care of everything.
Right.
If you want to take care of your children, of your spouse, of your partner, of your job, you got to take care of yourself first. And then everything will follow.
Right. So here's one we touched on earlier. Stop the blame game. Stop blaming yourself, stop blaming others, and stop blaming God.
Absolutely. When you stop that, you will just allow definitely like good things to come to you, because you're not just poking everything outside. You will just turn over yourself, not blaming yourself, but just seeing what is going on and what is your emotionals or your thoughts creating outside.
Well, you spoke earlier to bringing your power back to yourself. Some people don't want to claim that responsibility for their own thoughts, words, and actions.
Yeah.
But once you do, you feel that power back.
Yeah.
Very important. And I'm telling you, it feels good. It feels a heck of a lot better than blaming other people.
Yes. I was just today, I was going through some material and things I'm studying at the moment. And it said something really, really nice. And it was, it's better for us to feel uncertain than rather just be certain of things that are not going well.
Right.
So if you're in a moment where you feel like everything, like anything is going fine, like nothing is going your way, it's better for you to step into a place of uncertainty where you just say like, oh, I don't know what's going on, go next, rather than just keeping yourself in that dragging situation.
Right. So another one is stop slipping into the victim mode. Accept challenges. Accept what life brings you. It might be painful. It might be hard, but accept the challenge and know that, okay, one of my favorite affirmations is everything happens for a reason. What I need to know is revealed to me. What I need comes to me in the right time, space, sequence. Definitely. Everything happens for a reason, and everything happens at the right time for you. It might not seem it, but if you can look at those life challenges and accept them and work through them,
definitely
good things happen.
And you can ask yourself, what's the assignment behind the situation?
Right.
Because every situation that's brought to you, good or bad, difficult or easy, it's bringing an assignment behind. You are learning something that you won't be able to learn any way different.
Right.
So just be welcoming to that assignment. The more you resist it, the more you say, oh, this is because of this, because of that, because of
and then the blame game starts.
Government. Yes, right. Exactly. When you start that, it's going to go really, really far and you won't find any solutions.
Exactly.
So when you stop and you say, okay, I accept the assignment, show me what it is and show me what I can do, then you revert your energy and you revert your intentions, and then you will feel guidance and you will right. know what to do.
Right.
If it's write an email, tune into a radio show like this one, or maybe read a book, or maybe go to YouTube and find that video, anything. It's going to bring some good, good insights to you.
Right. So another is balance in giving and receiving. That, I think, is pretty important. Instead of always receiving, 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 you have to have that balance. And even people who give all the time, you need to allow yourself to receive. So it's that fine balance.
And that can be hard, I must say.
It can be. I think for people who give all the time, maybe they feel like they're a better person because they're giving all the time.
Definitely.
But you can be a good person for receiving as well. And we need to find that balance.
Yes.
Allow each path to unfold into the next. Life changes and evolves. Sure does.
Yes, it does. And it can be frightening. Yes. You can be scared. Yes. And this is also the thing that I would love for you to keep from this show is, it is okay to be scared and it's okay to feel fear. The only thing that you need to do and know is what to do about that fear. Are you going to let just sink you, or are you going to do something about it? Right. If you're scared right now, allow it. Allow it. Don't resist your fear. The more you resist it, the more you will fuel it. Just allow it and say, okay, what's going on? Is this real or not real? Can I do something about it or not? If I can do something about it, just take guided action. If you can't, then just breathe and relax and know that someone is taking care of it.
That's great advice.
The universe, whoever.
Right. So all of this will help you to awaken to those aha moments. And what's really important is to enjoy the process. And that goes with everything, but to just enjoy this whole process. So a friend of mine, Angela Grenham, posted on Facebook that she has this affirmation that she found years ago, and she tries to live with it every day. She writes, I bless everyone, and everyone blesses me. I give thanks for the many blessings I have received. What a beautiful affirmation, beautiful. Angela. Thank you so much for sharing that on Facebook with us. That is lovely.
Thank you, Angela.
Okay, so how do you feel about doing a quick reading for me, Andrea?
I'm ready.
Okay. So how do you like to have your clients present questions?
Okay. So the easiest way for you to get like really good insights, I would say, is try first to avoid like yes or no questions, because it will always lead you to like ultimately your yes or no just it's your choice, basically. If you want guidance and if you want to open yourself to something better than what you've had in mind, or for guided action, guided action to take from whatever your spirit guides tell you, the way to describe the situation would be, what do I need to know? What do I want to, what should I do now, right? Instead of just like, or is this good or bad? Because there is no good or bad. It's just depending on how you're feeling, of course.
Right. Okay, so before I let you know my question or my concern, I do want to let listeners know that I have had an Oracle card reading, actually a couple from Andrea already. And what I love about Andrea's readings, she did it through email, and she explained everything. And what she did was she sent a picture of the cards that she pulled and some crystals that she had around the cards. It was just absolutely beautiful. It was that little extra touch that you give with your readings. And I wanted the listeners to know that, because you do add that extra touch and it's very important.
Thank you very much.
So I guess my concern is my gym time. I've been really busy with the radio show and work, and I haven't been able to get to the gym as often as I would like. Mm-hmm. And I am making plans. I've set the intention. I'm trying to make a commitment to get a regular gym schedule going again, because I need to get back to my healthy lifestyle. I've kind of slacked a little. So I guess I would like to know what sort of energy is around me succeeding in that intention that I set to go back to the gym.
Okay, perfect. So while you were speaking, I was connecting with you and with your intention and your question. And I just pulled three cards, and I will just open them and give you the message that I get from them.
Okay, that sounds great.
So the first one is a goddess named Cordelia, and the message that she brings is go outside. So what I get here is that maybe you've been just forcing yourself into going to the gym, but you maybe enjoy more going outside than like being indoors. So sometimes what we do with this kind of discipline that we want to get into the gym, into our diet, into our stuff, we are just like so focused, and it should be just one type of thing, right?
Okay.
So your angels here, and this goddess in particular, what is asking from you is just to enjoy the time you have now and be willing to go more outside rather than inside. That's the first message.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, because I really want to do more hiking.
Yes, and I know you do, and I think you will enjoy it, and it will be more cleansing, rejuvenating for you to go outside rather than just the gym. So if you try just to be gentle with yourself in balancing both, you will get more of it. The second one is a goddess named Sage, and she brings the message of quiet time.
And it's more quiet time.
Yeah, it's all about, sometimes when you go to the gym, it's so much about like we get our earplugs and then we run and then we do this and that. Maybe just come back to a moment where you can feel connected to yourself. That's why I think the going outside is also very important.
Right.
That way you connect with yourself instead of just like moving your body.
Right. That's very good. And feel like I could get more grounded out in nature.
Yes. And the third one is another goddess named Rhiannon, and her message is sorceress. And I love the message that comes under the card and says, you are a magical person who can manifest your clear intention into reality.
Now so, that's wonderful.
So if there is anything that's been holding you back from going to the gym, don't push yourself too much. And then just like allow some going outside, some quiet moments, and know that you're going to be able to manifest your health, your vitality, whatever you need. What the message I get in general is that maybe you're trying to get a result from the gym, that you think you're going to get it from there, but maybe it's somewhere else. So just allow yourself some time out, like out in nature, and then some mental time out, literally, to quiet your mind, and then recalibrate your energy, and then know that whatever you need to change, whatever you need to manifest, whatever you need different in your life, it's going to come to you as you set your intention to it.
That's wonderful. My husband better get ready, because I am taking his butt hiking more often.
Yes, definitely.
We did some in Sedona last weekend, and that was incredible. I wish I lived out, well, I don't wish I lived out there because I love New England, but to be able to hike and see those vistas. It's just gorgeous. No. Well, thank you so much for doing that for me, Andrea.
No, you're very welcome. Anytime.
And I want the listeners to know that Andrea is really, really wonderful with these readings. And if you want a reading from her, please visit her website, which is Andrea Gomez. Is it .me?
Yes, .me.
AndreaGomez.me, and she would love to do a reading for you. And while you're there, sign up for her newsletter and read her blog.
Definitely.
Okay.
It's so much fun.
So we only have a minute left, and I want to start this minute by saying thank you, Andrea, for being here with me today and from calling in from Colombia.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I know that the universe was behind that encounter in New York City.
Yes. Absolutely. It was such a pleasure to have you here. So,
thanks very much.
I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please go check out Andrea's website, and you can find her on Facebook. Check out my website. You can find me on Facebook. Next week, I will have Rose Rotelli on. She is a psychic medium, and she will be doing readings as well. So I'll be posting about that over the next few days. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you all have a wonderful week.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Intuitively Speaking. Please join your host, Shauna Gulbrand, again next Monday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Have a wonderful week.